Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. It is so great to know that you're present with us today. It is just a blessing to even see that you're with us, to know that you're present. Yes, we just give glory and all honor. It belongs to God. Yes, he is the creator. He is the great I am. He is the Lord of lords. Yes, we just thank him. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. 3 John 1 and 4. Let me say that again. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in truth. And that means if you're walking in truth, then you're not walking in a lie. You're walking in truth. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us. We thank you, God, for our listening audience, God, those who are near and far are our sisters and our brothers, oh God, our children as well. We are just grateful today. We thank you for just allowing us to be here today, just to give us a word, God, that only you can give us, how you can just come in and encourage us, Master. We thank you. Yes, yes. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have truth. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. We know that there are many things that are going on right now in our state, in our country. Many things. And we just ask everyone to keep praying. Just keep talking to God. Just keep seeking his face. Just keep seeking his face. What is truth? What is truth? Why we should desire to receive the truth? Is the truth better than receiving a lie? How can we know the truth? How can we know? How can we be sure? Well, we're going to just get right into this lesson this evening, and we're talking about the truth. The truth is the property of being in accordance with facts. With facts or reality. That's the truth. In everyday terms, the truth is typically designed to represent reality. The truth is reality, meaning you see this, you know it's here, you know it's in existence. It's the truth. And definitely when you see it with your own eyes, you know it's the truth. Nobody can't take that away from you, huh? Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. We all have heard the term, tell the truth, and we all have later wondered if that was the truth, or did that person tell the truth? Was that the actual truth that was given to me? If at all possible, I personally would desire to be told the truth over a lie. Who wants to receive a lie? Certainly no one wants to receive a lie. No one wants to receive something that is not truthful. Everyone should desire to receive the truth. Yet in reality, many of us have died at some time in life, have been lied to, excuse me, at some time in life. And we all have experienced a lie. We may not realize that that's what that was, but it was not the truth. It was a lie that was told to us. Yes. Wouldn't it be nice if you tell the truth, you will get the truth told back to you? Wouldn't that be great if it was receptacle in that order? You give it, you get it back. You give that, you get it back. You tell the truth, you get it back. You don't tell the truth, you don't get the truth back. Simple. But that is not always the case. Sometimes we tell the truth and we still have to deal with something that is of a lie. Yeah, yeah. Today we want to bring clarity to the truth using the four questions that I started out with as the topic. The first question was, what is the truth? And we have already explained to you what the truth is. It's the property of being in accordance with the facts or reality. Reality, yeah. So question number two is, why we should desire to receive the truth? Why should we want the truth instead of a lie? Why? The truth should matter to us as individuals in the world. The truth should matter. We should want the truth. We should be concerned about the truth. Yeah, we should demand the truth. Think about it. When you go to a court, when you're in a court, and if you have to get up to testify, you go up into this little somewhat cubicle that's right adjacent to where the judge sits, and before you're actually able to sit in that cubicle, you stand up and you raise what? Your right hand, and your left hand is on what? The Bible. And they ask you simply, do you swear what? To tell what? The whole what? And nothing but the truth. That's all they want to know. Yeah, even in court. That's all they want to know. So here we see. Question is, why we should desire to receive it? It should be something that's buried down in us, that we should be concerned when we know that something was done or something was said and it wasn't the truth. The truth did not come out, that we were all living a lie. We should be concerned when we see this behavior. As we grow and we mature, using the truth as our guide can prevent. It can prevent many mistakes. Just being truthful. How to tell the truth. When to tell the truth. The truth should be of a natural language to you. You should just desire to do that. Tell the truth. Yeah. And you should want to tell the truth to others. Three, is the truth better than a lie? Well, look at John chapter 8 and verse 32. And it simply says to us, then you will what? Let's see. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will do what? It's going to set you free. Yeah, free. Why is it saying that? Why is the truth going to set us free? How could that be possible? Simple. Knowing the truth can and does free your spirit, man. It sets you free. You've heard the scripture where it says, whom the Son set what? Whom the Son set free is free. How? He's free indeed. So that means it's a sure thing he's free. Why? Because the Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has set you free. He's unlocked the door. He brought you out of bondage. Yeah. What does lying do? Lying, it keeps you in darkness. It allows you to be hidden. Your mind is in captivity as well as your spirit. So you're not free. You're bound by the enemy. You're oppressed. by Lucifer. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So ask yourself, should I rather have the truth or should I be excited, overwhelmed when I hear a lie? Now think about that, because some of us do just that. Some of us, when we get the truth, we don't receive the truth. But when the lie comes, we accept that like this is it. This is the real deal. Just the opposite. And the word of God said that there will come a time when man will see the truth as the lie and the lie as the truth. And we see that today. We see that now. Let's go into Galatians chapter 1. Verse 6. Here we see our brother Paul. He's talking to the Galatians. In verse 6 he says, I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God. Just think about that. I'm shocked. I'm surprised. So here we are. In this place over here, we didn't talk to you about God. We didn't labor with you. We didn't talk the word in and out, day and night, morning and noon. We didn't penetrate the word of God in you. And look at how quick. This is what he's saying. He's shocked. How quick you have turned away from God, who is his love and mercy. Who is love and mercy called you to share the eternal life he gives through Christ. You are always already following a different way. You're already doing it. Sometimes we're so easy. We have itchy ears. Our ears are itching. We want to hear. We don't want the truth. I just said that. We don't want the truth. We want to receive the lie. Yeah. The truth doesn't sound good enough. But the lie sounds very delightful. It sounds rejoiceful. It sounds so refreshing to some of us. But it should be just the opposite. Yes. Verse 6 says what? How quickly are we so easily persuaded? We're so easily persuaded. We so easily forget where God has brought us from, who God is, what he's done. We forget so fast that God is our Savior, that he is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We forget, and we run quickly with feet of evil, clapping, running to mischief, instead of getting down on our knees and calling on our Almighty God to come in and redeem us, to come in and keep us, to come in and sanctify us and fill us with his Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's in Galatians. Verse 7 says, that pretends to be the good news. But it is not the good news. See, you hear this word, and the word that you hear is not the word that is the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you have determined in your mind that you're going to accept this. So here we see that Paul is saying here, it is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who have what? They have twisted and changed the truth concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And how many times have we seen this? We have seen it. We have seen it right in the body of Christ. We have sit and seen where someone knew the word, spoke the word, but in days follow, a change took place. And we were in bewilderment because it was just like this person had never spent time with God. So here we see Paul is saying we fall, and we fall hard for the untruth. Instead of embracing the truth, instead of embracing what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has for us, we're quick to embrace the false, the lies that Satan has put in place. Why do we do that? Why? Could it be we're not really willing to receive the truth? Or we may enjoy being enslaved, because the truth is clearly stating that in the truth you are free. So if you don't want to receive the truth, maybe you just want to stay bound. Or maybe you don't have complete clarity of what the word of God is saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just have to give you a benefit of a doubt. You just don't understand what the word of God is saying. Galatians 4:16 says, "So have I become your enemy by telling you the truth?" Think about that. Have I become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? And we know that so many times when someone had to stand up to tell you what thus said the Lord and you didn't like it, yes, that person became your enemy. You had no longer having a relationship with them. You no longer wanted to talk to them. You no longer wanted to see them. They were your number one enemy. But I want to say to you, believers in Christ, who have taken that stand, who have stood against all odds, you just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. Stand and know that when you're standing, you're not standing alone. Hallelujah. Yeah. So it says here, I have become your enemy by telling you the truth. And so here the question is, have I? So look at the characteristics of the truth. The truth is not opinion. Your opinion, you know, people say, that's your opinion. No, the truth is not that. The truth is not debatable. No. The truth is appropriate everywhere, not just in the four walls of the church, not just in the four walls of a room, not just in the four walls of the building. The church, the truth is appropriate everywhere, all over the world, the truth. Many encounter opposition because of the truth. Opposition. And the truth does not require verification. The truth does not require verification, but the truth can verify. Let me tell you, oh, glory to God, it can. The truth. Yeah, look at one more scripture. John chapter 17. John, it's chapter 17. Verse 17. He said, make them pure, holy, by teaching them what? Your word of truth. The word of truth. The word of truth, not a word that is a lie. Here John is making a firm statement. Yeah, he's making a firm statement. He makes this statement concerning the pure and the holy thing, go further and teach them the word of truth, and not lies. Let me say that again. Make them pure and holy. Then go further and teach them the word of truth. So you're going to start off with teaching them about being pure, teaching them how to remain innocent. Then you're going to actually introduce them to the Holy Spirit that's going to enable them to remain like that. Glory to God. This is what he's saying. And then he says here, then we're going to go a little further, and you're going to teach them the word of truth. The scripture said that the word of God, may it be in my heart, what? That I may not sin against God. Hallelujah. I have no desire to sin. Why? Because I'm walking in truth. Why? Because I'm walking in holiness. Why? Because I have been redeemed. I have been bought with a price. Glory to God. Yeah. He is my elder brother. He is my friend that sticks closer than a brother. He comes and rocks me when I get weary. Yeah. He reminds me if I'm making a mistake. He will pull my tailcoat. He will talk to me. He will call my name. Oh, yes. Glory to God. He knows the hairs that I have on my head. Yeah. Look at this. He wants you to learn the truth and not a lie. John chapter 8, verse 44 says this. Verse 44, for you are the children. I want you to hear this real, get it. I want you to get this. For you are the children of your father. Mm-hmm. The children. Your father, who? Satan. And you love to do what? The evil things that he does. Think about it. Apples don't what? They don't fall too far from the tree. Because if the father did evil, the children are going to grow up. They're going to do evil. Why would that be the case? Because children live what they see. If this is the only example that is present to them, they're going to grow up thinking this is the right thing to do. So here we see what it just said. For you are the children of your father, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, and you love to do the evil things that he does. Yeah, think about that. He was a murderer. He was a murderer from the beginning and has always, listen to that, he has always hated the truth. How many of us have been in this state? How many of us had hated the truth when we didn't know who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was? How many of us would call that person the church lady, or would call that man the Bible-toting minister? I'll call them some other things that we would call them that I will not say. Only because they're coming to give the word of truth. They're coming to give the word to you to help you come out of darkness. Yeah, we all have sinned, huh? We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The key to being in a sin, the key to this whole thing, the key to the lies is to repent, to go into repentance and talk to God and ask God to forgive me from my sins, to cleanse me, God, from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me, Lord. Oh, yeah. That's our place. That's what he has designed for us to do. That has been our way out. When we've heard that he will make a way, hey, this is the way. This is the way. It's called repentance. Look at this. There is no truth in him. When he lies, it is contingent with his character. So what I'm saying is his character is lies. His DNA is lies. He gets up in the morning, it's a lie. When he lays down, it's a lie. He's clothed in lies. Because this is his character. For he is a liar. And he's the father of lies. Now, who wants to be a part of that? Who wants to be a part of that? Why not tell the truth and shame the devil? Why not tell the truth and put the enemy on a run? Why not let others know that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God? Why not stand for righteousness? Yeah, why not? When the benefit of standing for righteousness is more than standing for lies. Righteousness. Righteousness and truth. Righteousness and honesty. We're honest. We're sincere. We are sincere. Why? Because we have been washed. Glory to God. We have been washed with the blood of the Lamb. We have been bought with a price. We have what? We have been redeemed. Hallelujah. So we have no desire to lie. We desire to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if Satan is the father of lies, and this is something that he entertains, this is something that he likes, well, the believers in Christ should be children of truth. It should be a refreshing feeling to tell the truth. Glory to God. We should say hallelujah when we get an opportunity to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth should be something we lay down with and something we do when we get up. We should clothe ourselves in the truth. Yeah. Because there are benefits in telling the truth. There's benefits in taking a stand. There's benefits, I said, even if we have to stand alone. We may be standing alone physically, but I guarantee you our Heavenly Father is standing with us. He's ever present. That's what he said. He's ever present. Hallelujah. He's ever present with us. So we believe because he has spoken it. It has come to pass that he's present with us. We may not see him. We may not feel it. But we just know that he's present. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. There come times where you don't feel like he's there, but he's there. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for listening ears. Thank you, God, for those who desire to be doers of your word and not just hearers only, just to hear the word and do nothing else with it. But we thank you, God, for looking over this, everyone that is in this disaster, God, in Louisiana, in New York, in Pennsylvania, Mississippi, oh God, we ask you, Master, to look over us, God, to protect us, God, encourage us, God. We need you, and we need each other. So we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to show us, oh God, how to be concerned for one another In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we say amen, amen, because it is done in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday evening. Amen.